One. She placed a warm palm against the small of my back. Joel, take a breath. Find your words. It's all one depth, I shrieked. And the tears came hot and fast, dribbling down my face like salty rivulets of turkey gravy. How did I let this happen? How could I even think of purchasing a new home with an in-ground pool that possessed no deep end? How could I even entertain the thought of a pool that doesn't allow for reverse dives, inward dives, jackknives, or even the lowest form of water sports japery, the cannonball? After years of hard work and perseverance and screaming at people on various phone calls, I had done the unthinkable and settled. As a professional actor, stand-up comedian, and basic cable television host, I had never settled for anything less than the best, other than that time I agreed to become a basic cable television host. Is everything all right? A soft voice queried. It was Mateo, my loyal manservant. We have a running joke where he repeatedly asks that I not refer to him as a manservant or Mateo. But this was no time for our classic, I'm a landscaper and my name is Hector routine. I grabbed Mateo roughly by his lapels. Yes, I make my support staff dress in formal attire. I don't know why everyone makes a big deal out of it. Anyway, I grabbed Mateo roughly by his lapels. So roughly, in fact, that his cummerbund came loose. Cut off my balls, Mateo, I hissed at him. Mr. Joel, please, not this again. He was trembling.